Hi, welcome to VSchool once again. In the previous chapter, we saw the trading procedures of shares. But the point is, if one feels that investing in shares is very risky, what to do? We have another option, that is futures and options. So chapter 8 is going to talk about futures and options. This chapter explains derivatives, futures and options are products of derivatives. What is a derivative? Derivative is simply a contract, and that contract, based on it is designed, will be known as a future and option. So in this chapter, we are going to understand what exactly is a future, what exactly is an option. Derivatives are contracts that are created to minimize risk, and how this risk gets minimized, we will also see and understand when we learn more about a future contract and an option contract. Before that, let us carefully read this statement by Alan Greenspan, Chairman Board of Governors of the US Federal Reserve, who once said, "By far the most significant event in finance in the past decade has been the extraordinary development and expansion of financial derivatives. These instruments enhance the ability to differentiate risk and allocate it to those investors most able and willing to take it, a process that has undoubtedly improved national productivity, growth, and standards of living." Beautiful statement explaining the importance of derivatives and how you actually transfer the risk to those who are willing to take it. So before we jump into futures and options, we need to really understand what are derivatives. The intent of any investor is to maximize the returns and reduce the risk. And this exactly is provided by derivatives. What are derivatives? Derivatives are contracts that were created to minimize the risk. Futures and options are the products in the derivative family which can be traded on the exchange. These were first introduced in India in 2000 and the first trade done on June 9, 2000. In this chapter, we will learn about futures, options, index. Index has a group of shares. So if one does not want to invest only in one single share, they can have this group of shares. It can be various types of indexes are available. So what exactly is an index, you will see in the future slides. And we will also learn about the stock future. So index and stock futures are the two options an investor can invest. So the first things first, what are futures? Futures contract provide an opportunity to buy or sell a specific security at a future date at an agreed price. So as of today, you can decide what price you would like to buy at a future date. This particular benefit is provided in a future contract. The holder has a right and an obligation. So once you decide you are going to buy at a particular price today at which on a price at a future date, then you can't go back. You'll have to buy the precious shares at that price at the future date. So that is the specific point on a future contract. Exactly opposite to future contract is the option contract, where there is no such fixed obligation. An option gives the holder the right, but not an obligation to buy or sell some security on or before a specified date at a stated price. So option is another, a finer, more finer than future, which gives the right but not an obligation. So in case whoever has entered into an option contract feels tomorrow that he wouldn't like to execute, he has that right but he did not execute that contract. That is the beauty of an option contract. However, the purchaser option pays a one-time non-refundable fee option premium to the option seller, and an investor can purchase or sell both index-based, stock-based options and futures. So these are the two specific types of contracts under the derivative family. On one side, we have the future, where you have an obligation to buy. On the other side, we have an option, where you have a right but not an obligation to buy. In case of options, the investor has a choice of either investing on how the index is likely to move or on a specific shares. So if it is beneficial for him, he can actually buy it. If it is not beneficial for him, he has to simply lose the premium amount and he need not buy the specified shares. What is the impact of an option? When the purchaser exercises the option, he or she either pays the agreed or the strike price if it is a call option, or receives the payment if it is a put option. If the option holder waives his options, he or she loses the option premium, so the loss is restricted only to the option premium. On the other hand, the writer cannot waive and is obligated to make or receive the delivery. So the writer has to very carefully think before he writes an options contract. Now let us understand what is an index. Index is made up of various shares from different sectors that are traded in the market. The market is represented by an index. An index gives an opportunity for the investor to invest in a group of shares belonging to that particular index. Each share has a certain weightage in the index, and depending on the movement of the stocks, the index also goes up or down. There are several indexes, the most popular being the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensitive Index, which we popularly call it as the Sensex. Next, let us understand what is an index future. An index future is a contract entered into on the future of the index. So we have seen index is a group of shares. We can also enter into a future contract on an index. There is no underlying security that has to be delivered. To fulfill the terms of the contract, the settlement happens in cash. Now let us take an example of an index future. Suppose the Sensex is 12,000. You believe that the index will rise further and you enter into a contract to buy 100 units. The initial margin has to be paid, which is 10%, and the investment made would therefore be, say, around 1,20,000. Every buyer needs a seller. So let us assume that Mr. Ram, he believes the market will go down, and Ram enters into a contract to sell a similar amount. He would also have to pay a margin of 10%, that is 1,20,000. So here we are having two buyers and sellers, both have their individual observation and both enter into a contract when the Sensex is 12,000. Every day, the index future is marked to market. What does this mean? This means that if the price falls, the purchaser has to pay the difference in margin money to the broker, who in turn passes on to the seller. If on the last day, the Sensex is, say, 12,500, the buyer would receive the deposit of 1,20,000 plus the increase, that is 12,500 less 12,000, multiplied by the number of units purchased. If ever the index has fallen, then the person would have to bear the loss. What are index options? Index options gives the right but not the obligation to buy or sell the index at a future date. These are also cash settled. Generally, these are European style. What does an European style mean? The right can be exercised only on the expiration date. The indices for the index option are those that are permitted by the exchange. So this is what index options are. Now let us see what are the stock futures. A stock future is a contract to buy or sell a specific stock at a future date at an agreed price. So when we talk of index, it is a group of shares. It may be from the same sector or different sectors. When we talk of stock future is a contract to buy or sell a specific stock at a future date at an agreed price. A single stock future is also cash settled. When you buy a future contract, you enter into a contract, no money is paid other than the commission to the broker. The benefit of entering into a futures contract is the leverage, the ability to buy, the ability to purchase more, because here you are actually paying the margin. What is margin call? Buyer of stock futures are required to pay a certain amount of margin as good fit to cover the possible losses. If the share falls in price, the contract would have lost value, and the broker would advise you that your unrealized losses have gone beyond the minimum margin requirements, and this is what is exactly called a margin call. If the margin call is not met, then the broker has a right to liquidate your position. So even though this is not a full payment price, you don't have to pay the entire price of the stock, a margin is paid, but this margin needs to be maintained throughout. If it falls and you don't actually meet the margin call, then the broker has its own action to liquidate your position. What is between difference between a share outright buy and a stock future buy? Let us assume you have, say, rupees 1 lakh, and the shares of, say, New Year Limited are traded at rupees 200 each. If you buy the shares outright, you'll be able to purchase 500 shares because you have a corpus of 1 lakh. However, if the margin on this share is, say, 50%, you will be able to purchase exactly the double the share, that is futures of 1,000 shares. So this is the difference between a shares outright buy and a stock future buy. That is why we say a future contract, you see the leverage to buy more. If the price rises by 10%, your profit, if you have entered into a future contract, would be rupees 20,000. On the other hand, if you had purchased outright, the profit made would be only rupees 10,000. So the profitability can also be more in case of a stock future in comparison to a outright buy. Now let us see stock options. Stock options are options contract where the underlyings are individual stocks. These contracts are usually cash settled and they are American style. What does this mean? Option can be exercised on or before the expiration date. If an investor believes that the price will rise, he will buy a call option. On the other hand, if it is believed the price will fall, a put option would be purchased. So based on that, within an option, you have a call and put option that also you can use it based on what you feel about the market, whether it's going up or going down. The premium or discount for each option reflects what the market feels. So this premium becomes the primary price in case of a stock option. Let us understand a stock option with an example. An investor has shares of, say, ABC Limited, which are trading at ₹2,800 in, say, April. 3 months option of ABC are traded on stock exchange at ₹3,000. This gives the owner the right to buy call shares at ₹3,000 exercise price up to June. April, May, June, this is a 3 months contracts. If the share price of ABC is less or equal to ₹3,000, the contract is useless to the owner and he would lose the money, which is the premium he has paid. However, the premium that is paid, that is a maximum loss he has to bear. The loss is thus limited. If, however, the price of ABC Limited advances to ₹3,400, the owner of the call option can access the contract, buy the shares at ₹3,000 and sell it at ₹3,400. This is the profit he gets. And if the share price goes up and up, there is no limit to the upward gain that can be made under a stock option. There are also weekly options. Equity, future and options introduced in India were with a maximum life of 3 months. These options expire on the last Thursday of the expiring month. As the market fell, there would be options of a shorter maturity. Weekly options were introduced in September 2004. Weekly options are similar to monthly options except they are settled on Friday every week. So friends, with this we complete very, very important concepts on futures, options and the indexes. And specifically from the point of maximizing the risk at a minimal loss, derivatives are specifically considered as risk minimizing instrument, and based on your knowledge, based on your beliefs with the market, you can literally use this for minimizing your risk, for balancing your risk, and maximizing your gains. Thank you.